G'day business owners, Peter Fitzgerald with the Handbook for Business. Let's talk about what's in your hand. Remember in Exodus, God called Moses to confront Pharaoh and demand he let the Israelites go. Moses was hesitant and sought a sign that he could do it. So the Lord asked him, "What's that in your hand?" And Moses replied, "A stick. Then throw it on the ground." And as he did, it turned into a serpent. Moses got his sign and we got three lessons. One, expect amazing outcomes when our actions align with the will of God. Two, we should focus on what we have, not on what we don't have. And three, expect to receive several of these hand moments in life. My counsel for business owners, you're not a nobody. Your life matters. God has put a gift in your hand. The question is, do you know what it is? If not, ask Him for revelation and confirmation. Maybe it's an idea to make the world a better place, or your industry, a revolutionary new product or service, an invention, a ministry, a desire to create or to teach others. Whatever it is, it's unique to you, so be wary of coveting what's in someone else's hand. David had a slingshot in his hand and defeated a giant. With a few speckled sheep, Jacob built a dynasty and great wealth. Nick Vujicic was born with a disability, yet it hasn't stopped him impacting countless lives with his message. If God can use me without arms and legs to be His hands and feet, then He can certainly use any willing heart. God put in my hand the ability to see through murky waters a clear path to help business owners. Again, I ask, what's that in your hand? If it's part of God's plan for your life, don't waste it. Use it for His glory. The Bible, our handbook counsel for today, Psalm 90, verse 17. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands. Thanks for listening to this handbookforbusiness.com.au podcast.